The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Man's best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a deep relationship with the dogs in our lives. Mm-hmm. And you always get the feeling that dogs can tell when you've had a bad day because they kind of come up to you
and they spend that little bit extra.
They seem sympathetic to you, the good boys and girls. It doesn't really work that same, does it? You never hear about any good female dogs. Female dog discrimination is a real thing. We need to talk about that. It's always the good boys. But dogs apparently can smell when we're stressed out.
Yeah. So a new study and scientists in the Queen's University Belfast have proven that dogs' noses know what is going on. They can smell extreme emotions, apparently. Mm-hmm. So stress, acute stress, through human sweat and breath. Mm. Kind of changes, I guess, when you're stressed. So that four dogs were presented with sweat and breath samples collected from human volunteers before and after they engaged in a difficult math exercise. Mm. So, yeah, for some people that would be the most stressful thing ever, which I agree with, maths and me.
And the dogs could tell the difference.
Yeah, they were able to detect with a greater than 90% accuracy which samples came from which, so like stressed or not stressed. And then they went to 36 human volunteers trying to count backwards, and then they were still able to
have that high level of success. That's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
And I wonder how you could use that, right? Because we were talking about using dogs to detect people who had COVID and cancer and other diseases.
Yeah.
Because there must be small little chemical markers, like whether it's hormones or pheromones or whatever it might be that get released that the dogs' noses can pick up. But I wonder now if you could use that for, like, at schools, at high schools, like before they're about to sit their ATARs. It's like you just run it past the kid. Oh, hang on. This kid's too stressed. I better give him the day off.
Yeah. Or, instead of having drug detection dogs, just walk around. Although the people who are just stressed that they're going to miss their flight, they'll be like, you,
you're
already running late. Now we're going to stop you. So I suppose that makes sense because you've got like the therapy dogs and things like that and they can sense when, when you're having a panic attack or whatever.
Is there anything dogs can't do? They're way better than us.
They are.
Dogs really are the best people.
They are. We don't deserve them.
Yeah, we don't deserve them.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.